say, if you're on a farm and you hear your cows mooing and horses carrying on, they're probably getting hungry. You might say, well, my goodness, I didn't know it was so late. It's getting right on to
dinner time.
Mm-hmm. And if you get your animals are hungry, it's getting right on to
supper time.
Well, if you got to take care of the animals, you say it's just about
lunch time.
Or feed time for the animals?
Yeah.
Is that what you would call it?
Yeah, that's right.
You would say, well, it's...
I say, well, it's getting feeding time for the animals. They're getting hungry.
About what time of day was that?
Well, that would be over in the evening or early in the morning, eh? At least they look for two meals a day.
Right, right, that's it, okay. Say if I wanted to get my horses ready to go somewhere, if I had a buggy, what would you say I had to do to get the horses, you know?
Put the gear, a harness on them.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Harness on the horses.
The heart of the mutton?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If you're plowing with mules, what do you call that thing that you hold in your hand to guide them with?
The plow or the line.
Yeah, right, the line. I see. And what about if you're riding a horse, those things you hold in your hand?
Bridle reins.
The reins, I see. And those things that you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say, if you've got two horses hitched to a wagon, you ever heard the horse on the right called anything in particular?
What, when you say gee, you haul one?
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
I meant, you know, something like, have you ever heard it called the lead horse?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Which one is that?
One on the right.
One on the right, and he's called the
lead horse.
Okay. Say, if I accidentally fall down in the yard and I fall that way, you'd say I fell
backwards.
Right, if I fall that way.
Forwards.
And talking about plowing, what would you call those things that are cut out by the plow? Those are the, you know, those trenches they cut out?
Oh, furrows.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say if a man has been growing some hay and he's cut it off the first time, mm-hmm. and then it comes back up again the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that called anything?
Know that.
Like second cutting or second growth or?
Second cutting, it'll have to be second growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard like something that comes up even though you didn't plan it? You ever heard that called anything particular?
Nothing but weeds or grass or.
I was thinking about like if you got a stalk of corn coming up in your bean field or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a stalk of okra or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. What would you call that? A volunteer?
Yeah, that's what it is, a volunteer.
Yeah. Quite a lot of people say
that's a volunteer stalk of okra, you know, or two or three stalks of okra or whatever come up down there in the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that happen often?
It happens pretty often, they sure do.
Yeah, well, okay. Okay. Do people ever grow wheat around here?
Yeah.
What if they just cut their wheat, you'd say they tie it up into a
bundle.
Does the term shock mean anything to you? A shock of wheat or they're shocking wheat? Haven't heard that. Okay.